It is certainly an honor to be here today, and I want to thank the visionary of the house and the First Lady for having me here today, and to Pastor Stanley, the men's president and the vice. I've really enjoyed my time here. I don't know whether you benefited or I did, because I was privy to meet these two business giants, and you know, whatever I'm passionate for, I go for it. You know, I ask questions, because that's the only way you find answers. So thank you very much for all the information downloaded into my spirit. Today, in the next hour, we're going to have a fantastic time. And we'll be studying from the 68th book of Psalm. And then I will appreciate if my IT people will put on the screen the 18th, 19th, and 20th verses. I'm going to work with it in the next few minutes. And we'll have a good time. Have a good time. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You receive gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. That's New King James. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits. The God of our salvation, Selah. Selah means pause, relax, reflect, and meditate. Our God is the God of salvation. And to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Today I want to share with you on what I have captioned our daily benefits. Our daily benefits. You know, the 18th verse says that he ascended on high and he led captivity captive. The fancy says, Wafa, Afa wundum ndum, and the fancy is so accurate. But if you don't understand fancy, it will not mean anything to you. But it's my job to give you meaning. You see, when Jesus died and was buried and rose again and ascended on high, in fact, that's the picture the psalmist is talking about here. He said, when he went up, he led captivity captive. You know, to make it very easy for you to understand, a captive is someone, let's take Ukraine, Russia war, okay, and then the Ukrainians happened to seize this particular area, and all the soldiers who were responsible to fight them in this area raises their hands, meaning we're not going to fight. They take all those people and they become captives. Good. So, as a captive, you are under the control of the one who have made you a captive. What he tells you is what you do. Eat this, you have to eat it. Drink this, you have to drink. Sleep, you have to sleep. But when Jesus went up and led captivity captive, what it means is that anything that has made you, the believer, a captive, have now been made a captive. Listen, let me make it clearer. If there's a man that lives in this area who is responsible for all the goat lost, every apunchi that gets missing, this man is responsible for that. The day that man will be arrested and kept in prison, it means goats have their liberty. Because the captive have been made. He led captivity captive. So it means now you don't have a problem. And I'm here to submit to you that anything in your life that have made you a captive, from today you need to understand that Jesus have made that particular thing a captive, so you don't have to be a captive any longer. Did you hear what I just said? You know, I line up some ulcer patients, a whole bunch of them. And I said, one day you felt funny, and the doctors examined you and they said, you have this. And it's true, what they told you is the fact you have that. Because all the symptoms indicate you have this. And they said, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. And you have obeyed this for 15 years. And now I have come to tell you that whoever caused that ulcer have now been made a captive. So go and eat whatever you want to eat. And then people went ahead and ate what they wanted to eat. And people who have had ulcers for 18 years are now walking free. 20 years are now eating everything. Because the captivity have been held a captive. Are you with me? You know, today I want you to understand that anything that have held you bound by the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Christ, that particular thing has been held bound. So rise up and walk in your liberty. So he led captivity captive. Just about 3 weeks ago, I was here, right here in Accra, at the Four Square Church, their headquarters church. And this woman had received a notable miracle as a result of the accident she had. She's been in some excruciating pains with all kinds of high doses of painkillers. And she got a miracle. The medical terms were beyond me. So I had this military trainer who came to explain the situation. He said, Reverend, I can identify with what this woman is saying, because I also had an accident and I have the same problem. My neck is just straight. It cannot turn around all the way through my spinal cord. And I said, lady, hold the neck of the pastor. I'm talking about, we have this on camera. He held the neck. We were all there standing. Nobody knew what to expect because they don't know what I had in mind. Suddenly, the woman and the pastor fell under the power. When the pastor got up after some minutes, he screamed, this thing is real. This thing. Our pastor banana is dead. Azayeye oye real. Our banana is dead. This thing is real. The pastor received an instant miracle after dealing with the same problem for years. Today is going to be good. I said it's going to be good. So he received gifts and gave it to men. And he says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He daily loaded us with benefits. Now, I want to establish the fact to every one of you that God, even the God of our salvation, deals with us on a daily basis. And there are benefits we need to tap in every day in our lives. Somebody say benefits. You see, you can't find out that how many of you parents here, I can see a lot of aged ones, so but for young parents, you see every morning your kids go to school with a backpack, right? And inside that bag, almost everything the child would need for the day is right in the backpack. So you see the child going like that? There's some lunch inside, there's some snack inside, everything. So the water and everything. So when the child gets back home and complaining he's not eating the whole day, you will question what happened to what you put into the backpack. And listen, no parents will put a whole week bread in the backpack. Are we together? Are we together? You do this on daily basis. Are you with me? In the same way, the God of your salvation and my salvation daily loaded us with benefits. Are you with me? Now, let me show you something. Now, let's go to Exodus, and I think the 16th chapter. That's where we find the children of Israel misbehaving because the things were not going as they thought. And they were telling Moses, listen, it would have been better for us to hang in Egypt because by the fish pot, we had our fish, we had our garlic, we had our onions. It was okay than this wilderness. And they started complaining. And then God said, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I think I wanted the other version that says that, and in the morning, yeah, you've gone ahead of me. It says, in the morning they should go and gather. Every day they should go and gather enough for the day. Put King James Version on chapter 16. Let me take my time and then read it. I'm going to show you something, because from there I'm bringing you to the New Testament. Okay. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. I like that. I will rain. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every week, every month, every year. No, you go and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove to them whether they will walk in my law or no. They must go and gather a certain rate every day. I want them to understand that every day there will be heaven's provision. I will be alive tomorrow and the next week and the next month. So I want you to understand that every day just go and gather what is enough for you for the day. Now let's go to the New Testament and see how Jesus puts it. Let's all do it together. Now we're going to go by the Lord's Prayer. Let's go. Give us this week, this month, this year. Now give us this day. When you go to the Father and you pray after asking for forgiveness and everything, go ahead and say, give us this day our daily bread. Because tomorrow too, there will be supply. Heaven will not ration anything. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, God is dealing with you covenant people on a daily base issue. It was said to Adam, the very day you will eat this, that day you will die. That day you will die. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. Wages are what is paid on a daily basis. Wages and salaries are not the same. And it is interesting to know that just because the wages of sin is death, and that in the very day you eat this, you will die, the Bible says in Lamentation that it is of the Lord's mercies that we don't die, and that his compassion do not fail. They are new. Before you start the day and even walk into sin, mercy have been provided very early in the day, so that in case you miss it, the penalty for death will not hit you, because mercy. Did you hear what I just said? Mercy have been ushered already into your day. Are you with me? Because mercy has a language the heavens hear. When mercy says no, God will pardon you. So every day, God ushers his mercy ahead of your day. They are new every morning. Now let me just push a little bit. So now we've established the fact that God deals with us on a daily basis. Now let's see something here. What are some of the benefits that we need to tap into every day in our lives? Now let's go to Psalm 103. Let's do Psalm 103. Let's work with Psalm 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Other translation says, from head to toe, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget not all his benefits. Now, Psalm 68 is saying that he daily loaded us with benefits. And now we are trying to find out what the benefits are, because we've already established the fact that God is a daily loading God. Every day, somebody say every day. So the problem with many people is that they go through the day disappointed, not because there was no provision, because either they forgot or they didn't know. So benefits number one, who forgiveth all our iniquities. Your sins are forgiven on a daily basis. For those of you who have sin hunting you today because of what you did some years back, and especially because of the way some preachers have made you feel that what you did that time ago is what is after you. No. It says, your sins and your iniquities will I remember. No, I'm not saying it. He is saying it. So every day, if something goes wrong in your life, understand that you can go to God and ask him for forgiveness and carry on with your life. So some people say, because of that thing that you did some time ago, that's why you've married and you go ahead and do it. One day you get married and you won't have children. Listen, I have officiated weddings of virgins, and as we speak now, they are struggling to have children. And I've had the privilege to officiate weddings of people. Chai. And yet they have children. They are giving birth like something. If you ask me, I don't understand. Somebody lift your two hands and say, Lord, thank you for forgiveness of sins. You see, the problem with today's church is that when we talk about sin, we only know, you know, I was teaching one of our churches, and I said, for you people, if you are going to live by the righteousness defined by we, the Assemblies of God people, you won't make it to heaven. And their faces changed. And I said, I'm just being an honest preacher. Because for you, if it is not fornication or adultery, it's not sin. Oh, I'm preaching. But you've forgotten that envy and jealousy, backbiting, destroying your neighbor and all that, they are all plus, although they are all siblings. In fact, if you are doing that and you are a witch, witchcraft, see, and all those are all parts. So, you see, so I want you to understand this. It is very important to get this. I was telling my people that there's one preacher on earth. He has only one member. He preaches to all the time. And the whole congregation were confused. I said, listen, this one was saying this and this one was saying that. So I came in with the answer. And I said, that preacher is your conscience. Your conscience is the voice of the Spirit. When everybody don't see what is wrong with what you do, your conscience preaches to you, you are wrong. Who forgiveth all our iniquities? Now we have people who lie. And they lie, and it's normal with the church. There's nothing wrong. He just lied. She just lied. There's nothing wrong. People will clap for you, but that preacher in your head will tell you, you're wrong. Can imagine when preachers will say, I have 20,000 members. And it's normal. And you know you don't have that. All these and many others are punishable with death on daily basis. But before the day begins, Zephaniah says at dawn, he ushers in the mercy. Because definitely a preacher will go and lie. Oh, I'm preaching good. That he has 20,000 members and he doesn't have it. But mercy is saying, no, Lord. Allow him until he begins to hear the voice of the conscience and repents. Who daily loaded us with benefits. And benefits number one is the forgiveness of sins. You know, I like this praise be song. I can listen to it over and over. And I listen to it so, you see, it so details. It talks about how our sins have been forgiven. How he paid the price for our sins. And that he is no longer holding us responsible for the sins we committed, because Christ has been held responsible for that. I said, Mobro Moon, oh, Nyam Yo Jai Me, Ozima Ka Achemi, Wa Sempai Yi Chi Chi Me Vire. Oma me je zi e nye je me krada o nya me asi wazi che iye kesi e we humo borna e yi me duwe mun. If he has it. You see, the forgiveness of sins is the greatest gift God have given to sinful humanity. Because that is the only way we can be assured of a continuity in his presence when we check out of time. Are you with me? You know, I don't know, Pastor Steve or person or any of the pastors, you know, wasn't too long someone sent me this WhatsApp, this thing about some pastors arguing that there's no place if you are heaven-minded, you are just wasting your time and that, you know. I don't know whether you got that. And then I listened to, people wanted me to answer what I think about what that preacher said. And it's a very popular preacher. He said, listen, if you are heaven, I mean, that's a stupid vision of going to heaven. So they wanted to find out from me. You know, and all I said was simple. If that place is not called heaven, and it is the presence of God, it is where he is. I'm not interested in the name. I'm interested in where he is. Period. So if that place is not called heaven and I'm not in hell, I'm fine. And only forgiveness of sins can push you to the presence of the Holy God. God, through Christ, who died on the cross because of our sins and went to hell and announced. You know, that's what we call the doctrine of substitution. He went to hell ahead of us and announced to the enemy that no Christian is coming here. So I say that any Christian who goes to hell is a choice. Because you don't have to. He went there to announce that nobody is coming here. Into where we see a tree, no co visit there. Awesome. Benefits number two, who healeth all our diseases. How many of our diseases? So on daily basis, the believer can trust God for the healing of his body. Are you with me? Somebody say, I can be healed. Even now. I was in a certain village, Accra, after the Krobo land. And there's this Presbyterian guy who has a prayer camp. They're doing an amazing work there. I did a meeting for him. And there was this lady with a problem with her ear. She said, the doctor says she can only manage. You know, when it cannot be cured, they say you manage. And in the last few months, I have proven to people that whatever is supposed to be managed can be healed. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I told everybody, she said, yes, see, I know it. Because Jesus paid the price. It's a benefit we need to tap in on daily basis. Who healeth all our disease? I pray that this morning you will not carry the sickness you brought in back home. Now, for how long are you going to live with that sickness when the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities? The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. If we were, then we are. If we are, then we is. Who healeth all our disease? It's a daily benefit. You don't have to go through the entire day with that pain if you know how to assess God's healing grace. I was doing a meeting in Tanzania. Suddenly I paused, just preaching cool like this. I said, is any woman here with a lump in the breast? We got three beautiful ladies. And I said, do we have a medical doctor here to help us? Then we got a young man, a young doctor. I said, doc, will you do us that favor and take them to a private place and examine them? So whilst we were waiting, oh, this young pastor had a field day because he had six breasts to play with. Pressing some in, pushing some out, twisting some around. Oh, whilst we were holy before the Lord, the guy was enjoying a good time. Sizes of breast and colors of breast. Hey! And we were beholding the glory of God steadfastly. And then he came to explain to us, this one has this, this one has that, the size is like this, with all kinds of medical terms. I stood where I was, and all I said was, lumps, leave the breast of these ladies in Jesus' name. I said, doc, take them back again. So that was round two. Oh, the guy had a good time, man. And then came back, and the guy was confused. Totally confused. Because every lump he examined, he could not see it again. You see, the problem is the price have been paid. until the revelation hits our spirit, we will still suffer for what we don't have to suffer for. Within this short time, I was telling the men this, within this just a little over 3.5 months, I have seen us less than 15 deaf and dumb. I tell people, watch it. You see, the reason is simple. I just want to create an appetite for young people for the supernatural. And the miracle will happen. You see mothers just drop on the floor and in tears, because they have always believed that this problem will continue with my son or my daughter forever, only to realize that the Bible says, who healeth all our diseases. Somebody give it to the Lord. I was in Bechem. This woman had a 4-year son. This hand is completely paralyzed. It was like a rubber with no life in it, hanging around like that, just like that. If the boy wants to push this hand up, the healthy hand will come under this hand and then lift it up. When he lifts it, the hands come back. And that night, that simple night, before the mother realized, when we prayed for the sick, now the boy is clapping over the head. You watch the video, the mother was on her knees with tears on the face. Then she threw herself down. She couldn't contain it. That day, she realized that he healeth all our disease. This Bible God, unfortunately, we are living below our covenant privileges. We are living below them. How can you endure that pain forever when the price have been paid? Who healeth all our diseases? On Thursday night, just this Thursday night, I did a program for a small church. When they brought this boy from the school of death, somebody dared God to drag the child from the school to the program. The first time the boy said one, people got shocked. But my biggest problem has not been the miracle, but the surprises that comes over the believer. That's where I have a problem. Is this too much for God? Or is it because these are not common occurrences in our meeting? So when we see one, it's like we have seen something. You know, our time, at the time of the Pharisees, was different. Because at that time, the power of the Holy Ghost have not been released. So when Jesus demonstrated miracles, people go and say, we have seen strange things today. But unlike our time, when we are filled with the third person of the Godhead, we have to show more. After meeting, I just walked out and this deacon came to me with a daughter and a husband. And their little baby with a hole in heart, a serious one. Medically, if it's like supposed to be 100%, the boy, the child's situation, this is a child less than 1 year. The child's situation is about 8%. And all I did was just massage the heart. Oh, tonight we'll have some youth service, something like that. And we're designating it for miracles and for healings and for breakthrough tonight. So don't stay home and then continue with the problem. Don't stay home. I can guarantee you, even if you don't have faith, you can still be healed.
Because Bible miracles does not always depend on faith. If you are going to clap, clap. Tonight is going to be amazing. Did you hear what I just said? Who healeth all our diseases? Number three, put it on the screen, Psalm 103. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Number three. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Before you check out of your house that day, trust that no matter what is going to happen, as you cruise on the highways and byways, there is a redemption from destruction for you. Just as the 70 return with joy, wherever you go, you come back home in peace and not in pieces. You didn't hear what I just said. For the Lord will redeem your life from destruction. May Jehovah bring you that redemption. I say, may Jehovah bring you that redemption. I said, may Jehovah bring you that redemption. Who redeemed thy life from destruction, and who crowned you with love and kindness. That's where I'm ending for today. And tender mercies. This week, may you feel that crown over your life. Who delivered your life from destruction, and who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bishop, Pastor Tony told me an interesting story in his church. And then he was praying for people who needed the fruit of the womb. And then he had called them up, and there was this Nigerian lady who was shacking with this guy. The guy said, until you are pregnant, I'm not going to marry you. So when pastor called for people who needed the fruit of the womb, the lady went there. The pastor said, Sister so-and-so, go and sit down. I said, Pastor, I won't sit down. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdoms are spread violent, and the violent take it by force. He said, go and sit down. I said, I won't sit down. So pastor couldn't do otherwise than to pray for the people. And when he prayed, this lady was the loudest. I receive it, sir. I receive it. At the end of the day, the following year, she had a baby. The one, mommy had the baby, and the cleaners did not. I can't explain why, except that I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. Therefore, it's not him who willeth, nor him who runneth, but God who showeth mercy. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Most of the time, the problem with many believers who are believing for something that hangs in for a long time is that we approach God by merits. I have done, look at the man in the scriptures. I'm not like this. I pay tithes. I do this. I do that. I do that. And the other said, Lord, just be merciful to me. The Bible says he left justified than the other one. There are some things I simply cannot understand. But I don't have to understand to understand. I have to just leave it like that. For it is the Lord who showeth us his loving kindness and tender mercies. From today, may he show you mercy. I said, may he show you mercy. I said, may he show you mercy. I said, may he show you mercy. Sometimes you go to church, sometimes in church, and then you see how certain people, if we are to judge, will say, easy. The people who look less spiritual get married fast. And the very spiritual will still be hanging in. I can't explain that. He will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. And he will have compassion on whom he will have compassion. Therefore, it's not him who willeth, nor him who runneth, but God who showeth mercy. Bishop, I live with my in-law. And sometimes at the moment you hear her groan, and in her groaning, iradi homi mobo, iradi homi mobo, iradi homi mobo, iradi homi mobo. After some time, whatever was causing the pain will disappear, and then you hear her singing, I have decided, this is an 80-year woman. So I found there is something about the mercies of God. Before you realize the situation, yes, turn around. From today, may Yahweh have mercy on you and on your children. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. May these advantages become your portion. I said, may these advantages become your portion. Anything that is designated to destroy you, he will redeem your life from destruction. I said, he will redeem your life from destruction. I said, he will redeem your life from destruction. Between now and the close of the year, whatever have been planned by the enemy to destroy you, may the destroyer be destroyed before the set time. In the mighty name of Jesus, may Jehovah crown your head with loving kindness and tender mercies. May the Lord preserve you. May those who are waiting to see your downfall, just like when the serpent bit Paul, everybody in that island was watching, and they were saying some stuff. This guy might be a very bad person. That is why vengeance is following after him. They were watching when they saw the snake bite. They said he will soon drop dead. A lot of people are waiting to see destruction hit you. They better wait for eternity. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. They better wait for eternity. Suddenly, they change their mind. I want you to know people are about to change their minds about you. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. People are about to change their minds about you, because the Lord will forgive all your sins and will heal all your disease and will redeem your life from destruction and will crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who renews my life. Look at it. Push the next verse 5, and then let me close. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. From today, God will satisfy you. I said, Jehovah will satisfy you. He will satisfy your mouth with good things, and your youth will be renewed like the eagles. I prophesy, because of divine providence, you will not beg before you eat. I said, you will not beg before you eat. I said, you will not beg before you eat. God will meet every need in your life. Your youth will be renewed like the eagles. Can you just go around and tell 1,280 people, prophesy to them, don't forget your daily benefits. Go ahead, and then I'm closing up. Has shown us that level of mercy, the God who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He says, unto this God belong the issues of death. Anytime you are threatened with death, forget it.
Jesus.
Because out of the God you serve, in his hands are the issues of death. Lift up your hands. Yeah, let's go. Just give us a song. We just want to thank him for these benefits. Jesus.